Well, Rory, the old cliche, all roads are leading to Killarney this weekend, the Killarney Historic Stages Rally. And I suppose, first of all, when you look at the entry list, it really just shows how popular and how in what high esteem this event is held, because it's real quality right throughout.
I couldn't agree more, Chris. The Killarney Historic Rally is a great tradition and attracting, you know, very good entry from all the top drivers in Ireland and the UK and beyond. And this year is no exception. We're very lucky to be or to have won the rally last year, and I suppose we're back to defend the title, or do our best to defend the title anyway. And we're on with number one on the door, and tomorrow, Saturday morning, 8:30, first stage up Moll's Gap is a very daunting task for a lot of the drivers, but something that we relish and we're looking forward to.
Why do you think it has grown so much and the appeal is there? Is it because it's just that little bit different?
Well, in particular, Killarney and County Kerry offers fantastic roads, very similar to Donegal, I might add, but they offer fantastic roads and a fantastic challenge to the drivers. The rally has a sense of end of the season sort of thing, and you know, a lot of the drivers tend to come here, get the rally in, a bit of a party on Saturday night and so on, but at the end of the day, it's all about the stages and the competition. And as you see, we're number one. Chris Meek's number two. Rob Dugan's number three. Like, they're very, very good drivers there. And, you know, the fact that Chris has come to do this rally is an indication on how popular and how much in demand it is for drivers to come and do.
Absolutely. To have the likes of Meek there, a World Rally star. I was looking up, and apparently it's 16 years since he last competed in Ireland. 2009 Midland Stages Rally with Paul Nagel in a Renault Clio S1600.
Well, it just goes to show the versatility of Chris. He's prepared to drive anything, and he's more than capable as well when he drives. And look, you would have to say he's probably the man to beat on this rally in Killarney at the weekend. And you know, it's going to be a tall order for us to mix up with him, but nevertheless, we'll be giving it our best shot. But Chris was here I remember in 2007 we raced Chris here in the Rally of the Lakes International Rally to have here in Kerry, and fortunately we had a puncture in that rally and Chris went on to win. But anyway, it's good to reacquaint. Chris and me have been together quite a lot in the early days of the Bertie Fisher Tough Mac Subaru team. Chris was our, if you like, tire man on them events, and he and I shared a lot of very good rallies and nice experiences up through the years. And you know, it's nice to come and compete against them here and have a bit of crack along the way as well.
Absolutely. And Nolo Sullivan along with him, a four-time winner of Rally of the Lakes. Speaking of which, you must be getting old, Rory. 35 years 35 years since yourself and Bertie Fisher winning a famous Rally of the Lakes back in 1990.
My goodness, Chris, when you think about it like that, it really is. It feels like an eternity. But, you know, back in the day, we were in, believe it or not, the same BMW M3 back in 1990. Back then, it was a state-of-the-art rally car. It was the car to have. Austin McHale was here as well with a BM, and also the Russian brothers, the Bolsheviks. We all had pro-drive BMW M3s, and, you know, we had a fantastic battle back then. We came out on top. We won the rally, and also won the championship, which is a double success. But the cars have come full circle now, believe it or not, because 35 years later here, I'm back in Killarney, still competing in the BM with Donna Kelly. And as you know, Donna's a champion rally driver and has won the Rally of the Lakes too in the past. So, you know, a very formidable driver as well. And, you know, somebody I feel who can put up the challenge to the rest of these guys.
Big Donegal interest, of course. John O'Donnell and Paddy Robinson there at five. John Boner and John Michael O'Donnell there in a Ford Escort Mark II. And no doubt there'll be big numbers travelling down as well.
Oh, for sure. I like to say, the popularity and end of season rally that this is, tends to attract quite a lot of spectators as well. You mentioned John O'Donnell and Paddy Robinson. They're the reigning Irish Tarmac champions, and they've had a fantastic year. And like, John's speed has increased throughout the year, and again, he's somebody to be considering for the top step of the podium as well. So, look, John Boner is there in a very nice escort as well, and I'm sure John will give it his best shot too. But look, the Killarney Historic Rally is absolutely up there on the, you know, as far as rallies goes, it's right up at the top. And I've done quite a lot of historic rallies throughout Europe, and a lot of people talk about the Killarney Historic Rally and the level of organisation and the welcome from the Kerry people and, you know, the hotels, the restaurants, the pubs, the clubs around Killarney. It's really a fantastic place to be this time of year. And look, it's all about the rally for us. So we'll see what happens on Saturday morning at 8:30.
We've mentioned the quality of the field. Another of the drivers taking part. We've a Belgian champion coming over.
Yes, we have Patrick Snyers coming, and Patrick Snyers is Belgian champion, and those rally purists will know he won the Manx Rally in 1988, driving the BMW M3 Pro Drive as well. In fact, that's the car that Bertie got directly after that rally, and we used to such good effect. But Patrick Snyers, very capable driver as well, and has rallied in Ireland in the past. He's very much rallied throughout Europe and champion rally driver. And coming here is a big addition to the rally, big attraction for the rally. And I can assure you one thing, he'd be somebody to be contending with as well. Like.
Now, tell us a little bit about the stages. How many are there, and any one in particular that would be your favourite?
Well, the rally consists of 9 stages, Chris. And the first stage of the rally, traditionally in Killarney, is Moll's Gap. And if anybody, I'm sure people know the name if they don't know the road. Like, it's a very famous road between Killarney and Kenmare. That's the first stage. It's almost 20 kilometres long, and it's a fearsome bit of road, I can assure you. And I've done it many, many, many times, and it's the biggest challenge in the rally. We do it first, and then there's 3 stages around the Kenmare region, done twice. And then later in the day, we do a reverse version of the Moll's Gap. And then what they do, the rally's regrouped then for an hour, and we do Moll's Gap in the darkness as well to finish. So in terms of a challenge, it's right up there. There's 106 kilometres of rallying, I think, in total throughout the day, and 50% of that is made up of Moll's Gap and its various directions and so on. So look, it's a very challenging rally, I can assure you, a high-speed rally. And something the drivers sort of revered to do. Like.
Well, it's been a long season. The curtain will come down on it. Just a couple of weeks ago, you were involved, of course, the Donegal Forestry Rally. There's a gravel event this weekend as well, 5 Mile Town. So it's an exciting end to the year. When you look back, Rory, it's been a year of many great moments for a lot of Donegal crews, both young and old.
Yes, for sure, Chris. Thankfully, we've had a very safe rally season this year, and things have gone to plan. We had a fabulous Donegal rally back in June, and Callum went on to win it for, is it the fourth time maybe? And he's also won 4 international rallies this year to become the Tarmac Championship, Callum Devine has. So, you know, it's been a very good year for quite a lot of drivers, and in particular Donegal drivers who compete throughout the country, throughout the year. And rally sport at the moment couldn't be in a better place. So let's hope that sort of vein continues this weekend, and we have good reason to celebrate here on Saturday night.
Yeah, and young rally drivers, there's a lot coming through, even there in that, as I mentioned, that recent Donegal Forestry Rally. Great to see so many juniors there. So it augurs well for Donegal and the future that the interest is very much there and growing.
Oh, for sure. The interest in the Junior 1000 series is incredible. I think those maybe 25% or maybe even more than that of the entry for the Donegal Forest Rally was made up by the Junior 1000s, which is a remarkable statistic in itself. But delighted to see James McShay, Niall McShay's son, won the championship outright this year. And Grace O'Brien, of course, is his co-driver, very steady and influence on him as well. So I'm delighted to see that, and also to see the 2 young Ray brothers come strong towards the end of the year, not to mention Sammy Gorman and Reese McElhenney, and last year's winner, of course, Oisin McShane, who won the championship last year and sort of diversified a wee bit this year and has moved up a class. And I'm sure there's more to come from all them young boys in the very near future.
And finally, Rory, as we look ahead to 2026, at this stage, have you any particular plans or aspirations, or is it a case of taking a break over Christmas and getting out the calendar and beginning to plot what will be there for next year?
Traditionally, Chris, that's the way it is. You know, we just get this season over. We have sort of an idea what we'll do next year, but it all depends. There's quite a few things, and we know what we'd like to do, so we'll try and figure out sort of the events that fit in with their work schedules, obviously, and so on. I've been with Donnie Kelly quite a lot this year, and we've done lots of rallies and had a fair bit of success. I was with Gary Jennings at the start of the year, as you know. We had some good results as well. We won, I think, on the Spearns Rally. We won the Isle of Man. We were second on the Circuit of Ireland. Like, we had a very good year up until, unfortunately, Gary had an accident in the Cavan Rally. Unfortunately for him, but fortunately for me, I wasn't with him and wasn't injured in that particular incident. But, look, we'll see what happens, Chris. Always this time of year, Galway is in February, and really, that's what people really start the season with again. So we'll be looking towards that. And, you know, we'll take a wee bit of time off over the next month or two and sort of figure out all that and where that leads us to next year.